This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, in a little bit, I'm going to be in hiding for about 24 hours. And some of you will say, I knew it. I knew the FBI was after her. No. I've never committed a crime. No. It's not that. It's Yom Kippur. It's like the most solemn Jewish holiday of the year. This is a tough one. This is a tough one. So for those of you that have Jewish friends and you don't understand why they don't text you back or they didn't like your Facebook post or they're not, you know, CCing you on an email when usually you get CC'd on one of their daily emails, it's because we are going to be in observance of Yom Kippur. Yom means day, Kippur Atonement. So we are atoning for our sins. And people like me, we really need more than a day. That's me. But that, I, you know what? I'll take the day. You know, at the, you know, if I'm going to be atoning and fasting, you know, for my sins, I'll, even though one day barely gets me through the first grade of everything I've done, I'll still take it. I mean, I would have to probably fast 7 decades in order to make up what I need to make up. But we're not going to go there. And it's a tough day because this actually is one of the days where you really kind of feel close to God. And I get scared because I go, oh my gosh, I'm not worthy. I didn't do enough this year. I should have been a better person. And it is rough. It's rough. You also hope that he'll forgive us. You hope he kind of purifies us, cleanses us of our sins. And we hope that he inscribes us in the book of life and seals us in the book of life so that we get to stay alive. It's some heavy stuff. This is like the heavy, you know, Jewish holidays aren't really, you know, simple and easy. Everybody thinks, well, you know, Hanukkah, we light a menorah, we run around, and we eat a lot of, you know, potato pancakes. We might do that, but usually our holidays are really deep, deep with meaning. Just like Christian and Catholic and Presbyterian. I mean, just like, you know, other Judeo-Christian and Muslim holidays. I mean, you know, we might, for the kids, you know, make it more palatable, you know, with, you know, Saint Nick and, you know, elves and dreidels and all that. But, you know, honestly, our holidays really are wrought with a lot of history. And with, you know, a lot of meaning and a lot of devotion. And so it's a pretty, pretty heavy time. So basically, it's going to be the 10th day of Tishrei. And so you know how there's a lunar calendar and a solar calendar. So the lunar calendar, or the Hebrew calendar, basically it's going to start Tuesday evening. And then it ends Wednesday evening. And it comes on the heel of the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, which is the first and second days of Tishrei. And so we basically abstain from food and drink. It's supposed to be 24 hours, but most of us easily go into 26 hours because we start right before. You're not supposed to be drinking and eating right before you pray. You got to wash your hands before you pray. You got to whatever, right? And so we don't, some people don't apply makeup. They don't wear leather footwear. Some people say, why no leather? With footwear, because I guess in the olden days, that was a sign of wealth. So we wear cloth. We're supposed to abstain from marital relations. You're not supposed to have sex on Yom Kippur. We never do. I mean, I am never in the mood. One, I'm fasting. Okay, if you didn't feed me a steak or I didn't get to eat chocolate, the last thing I'm going to want is sex. But we do. We do refrain from, you know, sexual relations because we're supposed to be thinking about the Lord. We're not supposed to be thinking about that. It's, I think, one of the only times we're told in the Bible not to have sex. In terms of a holiday. So on the Sabbath, you're supposed to have sex. Did you guys know that? It's supposed to be a day of rest. We want to procreate. And sometimes the only time we could do that is a day of rest. You know, some of us workaholics like me, it had to be mandated in the Bible. You have to not work on one day, which is really hard for me because I'm a workaholic. It's really hard to be a religious Jew and a workaholic. I always have to work, always have to do something. So I should be praying. That's what I should be doing. So we pray for forgiveness. And so I guess this kind of all starts from the whole golden calf. Remember when the Jews left Egypt? This was, I guess, in the year 2448 or 1313 BCE. Well, they decided to worship the golden calf. They didn't know better. I don't know where they made a golden calf, but they did. And remember, Aaron was like, guys, stop it. You know, bad boys, bad girls. Moses was talking to God. He was on Mount Sinai. He was praying. And then he asked God to forgive us. He came down. He was mad. He was furious. He was ticked. He was ticked. And then we all had to atone. So we built the tabernacle, which was a portable home for the Lord. And the tabernacle was where we could pray, give sacrificial offerings, etc. And then we would have, days of worship and things like that. And, you know, we would, practice this then for hundreds and hundreds of years. And then we had the first temple in Jerusalem. It was built by Solomon. And then the second temple built by Ezra. We would come to the temple. And the second temple was destroyed. People always destroy temples. I don't understand that. There's still the wall there in Jerusalem, the Western Wall. And, we are continuing a tradition that our forefathers and mothers did centuries ago. It's really, really cool, but it's deep. So what do we do? Well, we wear white. You know, you'll see a lot of us wear white. It's supposed to symbolize personal purity. We will avoid eating and drinking. No water. If you're sick, if you're elderly, if you're a kid, you don't have to fast. Or you can fast a half a day or you can do what you need to. But for the rest of us who are blessed, we do it the whole day. And you can wear a tallit, a prayer shawl, as you will see. We try to cover our heads. It's, you know, the Kol Nidre. Some of you guys asked me about the jazz singer. You say, is Yom Kippur like that? Well, yes and no. I mean, sometimes, you know, the song is really, really good, you know, where they sing the All Vow song. But it's not, Neil Diamond doesn't sing at all our temples. No, no. All right, I hope that clarifies. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a little boy in California got bit by a rattlesnake at his daycare. The boy, identified as Wayne by his parents, was taken to Rady Children's Hospital in San Diego for immediate treatment. Wayne had been playing on Wednesday at the daycare. It's kind of operated by a naval base in San Diego. When he allegedly reached for what he thought was a toy, but it was a serpent, according to Fox News. How scary. The boy's father was luckily present at the time, and he's identified as Javier, and it said the effects of the venom on his son were immediate. His hands swelled to four times its normal size. He slumped. He couldn't keep his eyes open. He was just lying there. I was awestruck for a very few seconds. I thought my son was gone. So luckily, the toddler was given antivenom. And Javier said the only lasting symptom appears to be a fear of moving objects. I don't blame this kid for being freaked out. That's horrible. 15-month-old little baby. So he freaked out when he saw a toy moving quickly around him. He thought it was a snake. Now, according to the CDC, up to 8,000 people are bitten by venomous snakes every year, with about 5 cases resulting in fatalities. Patients are advised to seek immediate medical attention while attempting to remain still to slow the spread of the venom. We talked about what to do when you guys get bit by a snake. Okay, always call 911. All right? Most snake bites aren't dangerous. I live in an area, though, where we got rattlers. And so we got some pretty venomous snakes where I live. But the average, you know, garden snake and some of these snakes that you know, people run into, you know, many times won't hurt you. But in the Southwest, whew, they're bad. And it looks like this kid's immune response kicked into high gear. And you got to remain calm. They always say remain calm. We do not want to increase your heart rate, and we do not want the venom to go through the body any quicker than it has to. Although, a little kid, his heart is pumping pretty quickly anyway. You know, it's... Okay, so then, after you call 911, call the Poison Control Center. And then, you want to be able to identify the snake. Okay, if it has a rattle, then it's a rattler. You know? You know how some snakes, you guys would know there's a saying, you know how they're red, yellow, and black? Is it, black before, I gotta look, hold on a second. This is something I gotta teach you guys, if you guys don't know. So it's the red, black, yellow saying for snake. Sorry. It's like, is a friend of Jack? Yellow before black is a friend of Jack. I have to, there we go. Red, touch black. Safe for Jack. Red touch yellow kills a fellow. That's for coral snakes. If red touches yellow, they say it kills a fellow. If red touches the black, it's safe for Jack. Okay? Got that? I never remember that rhyme. But that's how you're supposed to be able to tell the difference between like a coral snake, etc. So anyway, it helps if you know the colors. But, I mean, that's the degree of detail you need to be able to identify after you were bit by a snake. Does the red touch the black, or does the red touch the yellow? That's what you have to remember. So think of red blood. You just got bit by a snake, blood, red, you're mad. And did it touch black or yellow? Okay? So, yeah. The other way to think about it is black and red, like on a roulette table. It's okay. We like roulette tables. Yellow, you hardly ever see yellow, right, on a table. Yellow's usually not a good color in gambling, so that's another way to remember it, too. So, anyway, do not walk towards the snake. Don't try to kiss it. Don't try to make friends. Don't try to catch it, they say. If you could do a selfie, well, don't do a selfie, but if you could take a picture of the snake, that's good. Then move away from the snake. The snake could bite you for a second time. Spiders usually don't bite you twice, but they can. Snakes, they don't care. Move to a place where the snake is not likely to return. So if you were out in the middle of the desert, camping, and you decide to move 3 feet over to another bush, there's probably another snake there. They say find a flat boulder, this is according to WikiHow, a bit above the path, a clearing, or another area without a lot of hiding places. Snakes like to hide. And then remain still. Immobilize and support the area of the bite. Now, some people will start a tourniquet. That's tough. You know, they say don't apply the tourniquet. Don't try to suck out the venom. You do, though, want to restrict movement. All right? So you might want to maybe make a little splint. They also say that you want to keep the area at or below the level of the heart. This is the one injury where you don't raise it over the level of the heart. You keep it below. And then it's supposed to help slow down the spread of venom. I mean, we're talking microseconds, but still. Keep the bitten part of you below the level of your heart. And try to fashion a splint. Oh, see, they agree with me. Look, when WikiHow agrees with me, you know my medicine's good. Now, when you splint, not too strong, okay? Because, again, you don't want to cut off circulation. You also don't, also you got to take off any wedding rings and jewelry, any constricting items, you will swell. Then, you could clean the area. Again, you're also not only worried about venom, but you're worried about dirt. Cover with a clean cloth and then wait for medical help. Do not suck it out. Don't use a tourniquet. Do not ice the wound. They say that the tourniquet could restrict blood flow too much and the ice could increase damage to the wound. You might need some blood. This is where the snake bites get counterintuitive, because some of you are like, well, wait a second. You don't want the venom to get into the blood supply and you don't want the blood pumping. So then ice it to constrict. But they say the constriction could unfortunately cause a concentration of the venom in the one area. So it is counterintuitive. That's why these snake bites are so tricky. So we just say, don't do anything. Just get in here. When I was an ER doc, I was like, you know what? Don't tourniquet. Don't ice. Don't raise the level of the arm. Don't do nothing. Just get the hell in here. And that's what I would say. Avoid alcohol, caffeine, because we don't want to up your heart rate. All right? So will you guys remember that? Remember, black is a friend of Jack, or red before black is a friend of Jack. Red before yellow will kill a fellow. But guys, got to remember that. And you remember that you do nothing when you get the snake bite except go to the hospital. Just go, don't be, you know, doing all sorts of weird stuff. And then hopefully we get antivenin. Stay calm, etc. If it's a lot of bleeding, you do have to stop the bleeding. I get that. You may have to put some pressure if it's bleeding that much. That's like if they bite you on the carotid. And you got to drink plenty of fluids. And then you might want to know your snakes. There's a lot of different areas. Right? Like cobras. Cobras live in Asia and Africa. Copperheads are found in south, southern, and eastern portions of the U.S., Australia, and Asia. Australia has some nasty snakes, really bad ones. You got a bunch of coral snakes in southern U.S., India, Southeast Asia, China, Taiwan. Cotton mouths or water moccasins are found in Southeast Asia. Rattlesnakes, southern parts of Canada, all the way down to Argentina. Australia probably has some of the highest concentration of highly venomous snakes. The laws live in cities. There's also different fangs, they say. You got the folded fangs and the fixed fangs. Wow. Fangs can either be folded back or they could be fixed, meaning in one area. And the venomous snakes could have either. And they say snakes such as coral snake with fixed fangs will affect the nervous system, while the folded fang ones could affect blood cells and cause, like an anemia. It's pretty crazy stuff. And then, most snakes have substances that could cause the tissue destruction. And so, it could damage the area of there. Now, they also say snakes are quote-unquote cold-blooded. So by cold-blooded, meaning they need to heat up, which is why snakes kind of like the desert. And so, you will see snakes more during the warmer times than in the colder. The colder, they're usually hibernating. And then, but just because it's, you know, winter time doesn't mean you're in the clear. You can still get bit. But usually you'll see them more in the warmer climates, and that's when they'll want to come out. All right? So how do you, if you're camping, what should you do? Well, have one of those tents that close up really good. Okay? They'll rarely want to come and find you. It's not like they're hungry. All right? But sometimes they'll hide in the brush, tall grass, rocks, trees. Don't be trying to stick your hand into rock crevices, hollow logs, heavy brush, that kind of thing. Don't try to pick up any snake. Let's say you think the snake is dead. They know how to look dead. In fact, there's been some reports that it could still, as a reflex, bite you, even after it's dead. You got to wear hiking boots. Also make a lot of noise when you walk around so the snakes go bye-bye. All right, 1-877-DOLLY. We're going to talk about syphilis. Ooh.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley said on Tuesday that the open hearings next week to examine the sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh could be canceled if the accuser doesn't accept the committee's invitation. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell addressed the allegations today from the Senate floor.
So this alleged incident is completely at variance with his entire life history. He welcomes the opportunity to address the committee about this claim. But, colleagues, we should not have gotten to this point in this manner at this time.
Flooding in North and South Carolina after Hurricane Florence is still a major issue, and the Cape Fear River is set to crest at 62 feet today. Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest on how food is getting to the people that are stranded in the floods.
We actually have a one single pathway into Wilmington now, which is allowing some of these supplies to get in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Syphilis cases are up 44% in San Joaquin County in California. And health officials are attempting to combat this record number. When they saw a 44% increase from 2016 to 2017, the second highest in the state, the Superior reported by Fox News. Dr. Kismet Baldwin, a health officer with the county's health services, said, "We're just trying to inform the public as much as possible that this is a public health concern in the county. And I've heard of syphilis cases throughout the country rising." They say if you're not treated, you move into the secondary stage, and in the secondary stage, you have multiple sores. But it, they say like that, but it could be in the mouth. I think there was a misquote there on that. Now, the county's incident rate was 50.9% syphilis cases per 100,000 people in 2017, with only San Francisco tallying a higher number. Officials noted the danger of syphilis includes risk to infants, plus neurosyphilis. We'll talk about the different stages of syphilis. It's deadly. According to the state's Department of Public Health, there were more babies born with congenital syphilis in California in 2017 than there had been since 1995. So babies born with syphilis. There have already been 16 cases of congenital syphilis so far this year. Now, I don't know if you remember, but in the olden days, you couldn't get married in California until you had a syphilis test. You know, you had to go get a blood test. That was for syphilis. And when we screen for STDs and we screen for communicable diseases, we always seem to screen for HIV and hepatitis. And I keep saying, can we also screen for syphilis? We need to put an RPR on there, the syphilis test. And they don't usually routinely do it. Maybe we need to. I mean, syphilis is on the rise. I keep saying we should have it screened. Anytime you guys get screened for an STD, get screened for your hepatitis panel. So it'll have all the hepatitis on there, the ABC. Get screened for HIV. Get screened for syphilis. Get a gonorrhea. Get a chlamydia test. You can also do a herpes test. And then there's also other sorts of cultures and trichomonas, et cetera. But usually those are the biggie. HIV, syphilis, hepatitis, herpes, gonorrhea, and chlamydia. So just to kind of review, syphilis has a few different stages. You got the primary. Those are where you get these sores. They could be in the mouth, anus, rectum, vagina, penis area. They're little shankers, right? And they're painless. They don't hurt. And they'll go away after about 3 to 6 weeks. So some people go, all right, well, you know, maybe I got a rash or maybe I got some cold sores, but it could be primary syphilis. Then if it doesn't get treated, and we usually use antibiotics, but if it doesn't get treated, you could start getting this rash on the palms of your hands and the soles of your feet. And this rash, it's pretty flat looking, but when I see that, I think of syphilis. You can also get lymph nodes, fever, sore throat. Some people have hair loss, headaches, body aches, and fatigue. And if these symptoms don't go away, or they may quiesce. Let's say you don't treat. And you could go in a latent phase. During this phase, the bacteria of syphilis, the treponema, but they're bacteria, will be still alive in your body. You might not have any signs or symptoms of the infection. It could happen for a while, even years. You also, believe it or not as contagious during this stage. But the syphilis could still affect the heart, brain, nerves, bones, other parts of the body. And then you could go into tertiary or late syphilis. And this is where it could start affecting the organs and you start having the symptoms of that. So you could have problems with muscle movements, according to WebMD, numbness, vision, dementia. And they say if you have syphilis, you could spread it during the first two stages. And even the early latent stage when you have sex with somebody. If your partner touches one of your shankers or your rash, you could get the infection. It can enter the body through broken skin, through being pregnant. I'm not sure about breast milk, but especially during sex. And so some people may not even realize that they have some of these painless sores within, you know, their vaginal canal or anus, etc. So they could wreck them. So unfortunately, they could spread it. So you need to treat. And we have to be aggressive. And usually we treat with penicillin. We will also screen you for other sorts of STDs. So we will screen you for HIV, etc. But if you do have syphilis, you are more likely able to get other diseases. Or especially HIV. So we're going to screen you for all of them. And then we'll probably use an injection of penicillin. Some people who are allergic to penicillin will try another antibiotic, but usually we'll try to give you the penicillin if you could take it. When I was in the 90s, we had somebody in the ICU allergic to penicillin, but because he was in tertiary syphilis, the neurosyphilis, they were giving him penicillin. And then giving them steroids to handle the reaction to the penicillin. It was that serious where they needed to give them penicillin. I don't think they do that anymore. But depending on your doctor or medical provider, they're going to be as aggressive as they can be. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say in New York City, overdose deaths are up. And fentanyl appears to be the most common substance used and indicated in these overdose deaths. Now, the rate of deaths has slowed down a bit. I think because we've been giving out a lot of Narcan, we've been educating people more, and it's been getting a little harder to get some of these narcotics. But the New York City Health Department said there was a 2% overall increase in drug overdoses compared to the 51% uptick in 2016. So it's still rising, but it's just it's slowing down. It's not as exponential. There were 1,487 drug overdose deaths in 2017, which is 62 more deaths than in 2016. But in 2016, there were 437 more deaths than 2015. So the graph is still going up, but it's not growing up as spiky. The U.S. obviously is in the midst of this deadliest drug overdose epidemic it's ever seen in its history. 70,000 Americans died of drug overdoses last year. 70,000! It's incredible. Fentanyl seems to be the biggie, and fentanyl-like drugs. They're much more, I think it's like 100 times stronger than morphine, 50 times stronger than heroin. Fentanyl, 50 times stronger than heroin. And since people can't get the medications through their doctor, there's a huge market on the black market, the illegal market. They say fentanyl was detected in 57% of all overdose deaths in New York City, up from 44% in 2016. Well, I apologize. So, they say New York City's drug overdose epidemic continues. And they say for the first time in over a decade, the risk of fatal overdose is higher in African Americans than in whites. Even though the rate of increase has slowed down, we're optimistic that many efforts are moving us in the right direction. Okay, so what does that mean for your eye? Well, excuse me, many of you guys do use fentanyl. And fentanyl is a medication that has been prescribed and appropriately for people with cancer pain, severe neuropathic pain, intractable pain. And I've never personally prescribed it. I've seen it prescribed. It was just something that was beyond my scope. But realize that if you have it, it is a huge commodity. People may break in. People can very easily find out what you take. They can hack, you know, these records and staff who get these controlled substance reports can see and determine what you have, and they know which, you know, who's getting what prescription. And my concern is as these medications are getting harder to find, and fentanyl is so much more powerful, there is going to be such a huge market for it, and it's a dangerous one. I mean, we heard of this one case where this girl who was dying of cancer, her mom was stealing her narcotics. So we're going to be seeing a lot more theft. We're not seeing these numbers as much as the media isn't covering it as much as, the overdose deaths itself. But it's dangerous because as we have people addicted to it and fearing the withdrawal, they may be doing some crazy things. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, unfortunately, the Florence, hurricane and tropical storm Florence death toll has risen to 32. Rivers are continuing to flood in North Carolina and South Carolina. Closed roads, flooding, power outages. National Hurricane Center is calling post-tropical cyclone Florence now, as it's moving towards the northeast. According to the hurricane forecasters, Florence is becoming an increasingly elongated low-pressure area as it continues to produce heavy rain over parts of the mid-Atlantic region. Its 11 p.m. update said Florence is expected to produce heavy to excessive rainfall through Tuesday. Portions of the northern mid-Atlantic states and southern New England are expected to receive an additional 2 to 4 inches of rain, with isolated maximum amounts of 6 inches possible. Now, the center of the storm right now is about 105 miles northwest of New York City and 100 miles west of Philadelphia. That's interesting. Boy, that moved north. National Weather Service map shows persistent flooding. And you see lines. I'm looking at NPR's source right now. You see people lining up waiting for ice. The storm is blamed right now for 32 deaths, according to the Associated Press. 24 of them were in North Carolina, and they expect that life-threatening floods will continue all week. They say in Virginia, one person was killed as a result of a tornado associated with Florence. They say the tragic death toll also includes a baby toddler. He was swept away from his mother, whose car was overcome by floodwaters. That's sad. It's sad. So they say, unfortunately, certain areas remain very dangerous. Do not drive around barricades. We're seeing this happen now, and the result is not good. Danger is still immediate. Even though there's clearing skies, you're not seeing the rainy weather. You're seeing beautiful sun. Unfortunately, you're still seeing some pretty heavy flooding. And, there's been a lot of critique of how the media handled this. And I don't know what the answer is. You know, it's like the boy who cried wolf. You know, the media said, okay, get out. It's dangerous. And during some of the images, you know, we saw that have been floating around social media, you saw an over-embellishment of some of the conditions. And I told you guys why in the media that happens. I mean, I'm not condoning it. You know, I mean, we shouldn't be doing fake news. But, you know, if a forecaster or a meteorologist cannot be in a dangerous area, they're going to have to do their reporting from a non-dangerous area. But they need to try to show you an image of the dangerous area. So, you know, sometimes you try to put the two together. And so when you see this guy rock back and forth, trying to simulate him being blown away by the wind, and you see people walking behind him, you know, without a care. It gives people the idea, and this is the first time stuff like this has happened, but people don't trust the news. Yeah, and, being told to evacuate, and then they find out, well, they didn't have to really evacuate. You know, maybe that neighborhood was fine, but what about the other neighborhood that wasn't? And I keep bringing this up where I get so frustrated that, you know, the media will sometimes, you know, do damage to the point where people die. You know, we talked about with that flu case. A woman was hearing the news talk about how the vaccine was only 16% effective, so she didn't get the flu shot last year, and then she ends up dying from the flu. And her family said, well, yeah, you know, she heard on the news that it was only 16% effective. Well, then maybe we need to stop guessing how effective it's going to be. How the heck do you or I know, as a broadcaster, even me as a doctor, I have no idea what the efficacy is going to be this year of the flu shot. You could maybe guess, but then tell the people you're pulling it out of your retroperitoneum. Don't act like, guys, it's only 16% effective, which means 84% of you will be out of luck. No. Say, look, it's going to help a certain percentage of you. And, it may be more effective than we think. That's how they should. And that would be a very truthful way to report it. Well, same thing with a lot of these, you know, floods and hurricanes. You know, they start to bring up, oh, you know, and they make it news and they're selling advertising. And, you know, if you have a news source that makes stuff up about Trump, you think somebody's going to believe him when it comes to a hurricane? And so I'm not blaming this baby's death on liberal news media, you know, or right-wing news media. I'm not blaming that, but I think there's just a general distrust of what we're being told in the news. And we think that they're trying to sell advertising. Or we think that they are trying to, get headlines and get viewers. I really would watch, if we had one, a news station that just gives you the news. You know, I watch Fox News, but I'm really frustrated listening to their A-team. I don't really want to hear people discuss. Just give me the news. And I have to hear people's opinions and them talking it out. Maybe some people like it, and maybe that helps ratings. But I want a news station. CNN does the same thing. I just want somebody saying, this is what's happening in Florence. This is what's happening with Hurricane Florence. This is what's happening with the Kavanaugh hearings. This is what's happening with the economy. Just give us the news. No commentary. But no. When there's power, there's irresponsibility, unfortunately. And so people will, you know, bring their opinions. And maybe some of you want an opinion show. I mean, my show is an opinion show. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to give you my opinion. But I really think the next wave of media that people are going to want is just please give us the facts. Just, you know, maybe that's why some people watch the stock market. You really can't mess with the numbers. If Coca-Cola shares are up and you see the arrow up, and you see, I mean, that's, you know, we don't have to hear an opinion. So they say emergency crews have had to rescue 2,600 people. More than 300 animals. There's more than 14,000 evacuees in shelters in the state. They estimate there's going to be anywhere from $17 billion to $22 billion in damage. This is one of the 10 most costliest hurricanes in U.S. history. Why? Why were we unprepared? Because it's weather. I mean, I don't know how to protect the rivers. I mean, you know, we are putting man and women among natural, you know, entities. And a storm such as Florence is something that, you know, maybe we could predict and maybe we could evacuate. But, I mean, you know, we're when you're on the coastal area, unfortunately, that's what happens. And it's frightening. So, you know, seeing this much damage and this many deaths, Yeah, even though we could have done a lot to prevent, you know, as much as mayhem, we still can't prevent it all. Speaking of trying to prevent this mayhem, I don't know what's going on with the Kavanaugh hearing. We're being told now that the accuser has not yet said they're on board with the, I guess, the vote has been put off, so Brett Kavanaugh could be grilled on what happened with the sexual harassment charges. But if the person who accused him of doing this isn't coming forward, then it may not proceed. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley said that he has extended invitations for both Kavanaugh and Ford to testify on Monday. Ford had not yet responded. We have reached out to her in the last 36 hours three or four times by email and have not heard from them. So it kind of raises the question, do they want to come to the public hearing or not? So, basically what happened, or what's going on, is somebody has accused Kavanaugh, back in high school, pinning her down to a bed, groping her, and trying to stop her screams, which could have possibly killed her. This came out years ago in a marriage therapy session, and then Dianne Feinstein received a letter from the accusee months ago and didn't bring it forth until now. It's a mess. 1-877-DOC-COLLY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, NutriMedical, Medical, MEDICAL.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth, and speaking our minds. not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.